Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Tamar Jacoby being back on the show. Tamar is our immigration expert. She is the president and CEO of Immigration Works USA. She is the author of the Reinventing the Melting Pot, and she knows more about the whole immigration landscape than anybody else I know, and she's our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So folks, some of you have heard me talking before, and I'm going to say a little bit about this in the next hour, about my concern that we've got a serious swamp issue in Washington D.C. A lot of people talk about it. President Trump tomorrow, as you know, people will say he was sent to Washington to drain the swamp, and just when I'm thinking that all is lost, that we're so polarized between the parties. And, you know, when the new president comes in and before the sun sets on his inauguration, the other side of the party is going to saying out loud to the media, we're going to impeach him. When you see all of that, it makes me wonder if, you know, how bad things are. And then you tell me you went to a conference meeting and you saw bipartisanship breaking out.
So I work, in addition to working on immigration, I work on workforce issues. And yesterday, the House Education Committee on Education and the Workforce, the committee passed a bill unanimously with bipartisan support.
Huh.
It's going to spend a couple billion dollars in the end, billions more of federal dollars. And they cooperated. They passed a bill. They all agreed on the aims. And what was interesting, so it's a bill to have more, what we used to call vocational education, what we now call career and technical education in high schools and community colleges, to pay for that and encourage that. So they also talked a lot about what they did before they came to Congress. Every congressperson who, you know, said their 5 minutes talked about what they used to do and why, or the town they come from, and why they understand that the career and technical education is a good thing, and not everybody has to go to 4-year college. And the things they do, you know, one person there was I'm going to forget exactly, but a lot of them ran small businesses. One had actually, I think, been like some kind of a steel worker or something like that.
Huh.
There were others that had been worked in the medical profession. There was a doctor. And they were people who know how, you know, what America's supposed to be like what kinds of jobs people are supposed to do. And, you know, sure, I'm sure a lot of them have made more money since. And you know, when you look at the statistics of where Congress people fall, nobody's poor. But they were ordinary Americans working together to get something done. Now, I know it does not happen very much, but there's still people up there who want to do that. Something is going wrong, so it's getting, you know, harder and harder and harder, almost impossible to do that. I don't pretend what I saw was
so. Where are those people? All that comedy that you just saw, and all that good feeling, and in fact, successful bipartisanship work that they accomplished. How does that not? Is it the elitists at the top of the parties that prevent them from that kind of attitude from getting up? Once the people get into leadership, do they check? Do they transmogrify? What do you think?
No, I don't think it's just people. I think it's the way the voting districts are set up, so that almost every district is a contest between somebody in the center and somebody more extreme than him or her in the same party. There's a few districts where the Democrats and Republicans actually contest, but very few. I think it is the media, where I know you think the media is all on one side. I think the media, whatever your views are, you
the mainstream media is right now is anti-Trump.
I think whatever you believe, you can find an outlet that is strongly for that, and you can read only that. You know, whether it's the mainstream media or it's Breitbart or it's Fox News or right. it's the Wall Street Journal. You can find something to read that just only agrees with you, where you never.
You know what I want? I just want
objective.
I just would. I would just like to see some objective reporting. Just tell us what's going on.
I'd like to see it on both sides. But I'd like to see
I don't disagree
sides.
With that. I don't. No, I'm talking about the media. America has a problem with the media.
Well, we got a lot of problems. I think it's the media. I think it's the districts. And then I think the system that was once set up to make sure that no faction had too much sway
right.
has become a system that makes it hard. That makes it all too easy to fall into your tribe.
Yeah.
And never cooperate.
Which is where the Republicans are right now.
Well, the Republicans are right now, and the Democrats are too. Everybody's just like, tribe
yeah.
comes first,
yeah.
and we don't care about the common good.
Yeah, about what's good for America. Right.
Yeah, and, you know, and in fact, I mean.
Tomorrow, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. First, we'll come back and get more reporting. That was really good report there, Tomorrow. I appreciate that. I think we all feel a little bit better about hearing that there's actually some bipartisanship going on in Washington, D.C. Who would have thunk it, right, folks? Quick break. Stay with me.
Mama, it's great food and wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.